These are Unitarians. These are Universalists. You know, we tell our history by naming the doers, the movers and shakers, the courageous thinkers and activists of our past. This is our tribe, men and women of letters, who through the words on the page or on the platform changed the way people thought. People called heretics by their peers, who, though shunned, some even tried and then punished, could do no other but stand fast, stay loyal to the truth as they knew it. We teach our theology through these lives. We communicate our spirit. And there it is in all those faces. We are a free faith, and we treasure that freedom. Freedom of thought, freedom of expression, a freedom beyond orthodoxy. We're brave enough to think the unthinkable and then follow it through. Ours is a spirit of possibility and optimism. Our message that each individual does have the power to make a difference, that our choices matter. We are each significant. In ways we can't even guess at the time, we are each and every one of us essential. We move the world on towards goodness and justice and love. And in this congregation, we are very rightly proud of following that path. We here like doing. Family promise, peace, the food pantry. We find all sorts of ways of caring about others. This year, we're starting something new called the Angel Express. Wait till you find out about that one. And we care about our environment. We have paperless services. We put up a slap pole. We had the RCAP meeting, where we brought together activists and policymakers so they could meet each other and work together to figure out how we here, right here in South Florida, will adapt to sea level rise. And we've got an Earth Day festival scheduled for this April. It's going to be something the neighborhood has never seen. And the Green Sanctuary Project is just about to start. As a congregation, we share our plate, strengthening our community by the gifts we bring. And individually, we volunteer. The Red Cross, Milagro Center, teaching literacy at the library, animal rescue. I don't even know all the places you give your time and talent to, but I do know that there are more hours given to the community here than any of us could count. We do change the world. And this is what our freedom is for, to make a heaven here on earth. But in our devotion to this can-do spirit, we sometimes forget that that's not all we are, not all we were meant to be. You see, at the core of faith is being. There must be room in our life, in our worship, in our days, for doing nothing at all. I mean doing nothing inspiring, nothing groundbreaking, nothing useful or purposeful or virtuous. In our culture of achievement and measurement, this way of being is taken either, I don't know why it's doing that, stay there, as a waste of time or, in a gentler tone, as the necessary downtime needed for all carbon-based life forms to get up and get going again. You see, I think religion, if it is any use at all, needs to be subversive, needs to challenge the status quo in loyalty to whatever transcends our daily lives. And speaking truth to power is not only done out on the streets. Sometimes it has to be done silently, within, in that dialogue between me, myself, and I. You see, the soul, the spirit, needs time to meander, to go on a walkabout, to wander for no reason other than it can. Some of us answer this need by dreaming and saving and planning for adventures to come when our responsibilities are done, say sailing around the world, or getting lost in a stack of books twice our height. But I wonder if it's really wise to wait. Maybe it would be better to loaf a little bit now, to set aside in our very busy lives a pasture, a place safe and green and glorious, where unharnessed our spirits can run and nibble the sweet grass and just roll in the mud. Maybe it would be a kindness to ourselves and to each other to protect that space to loaf. Now, okay, guys, I know it may seem strange to hear a preacher say that maybe we would all do better if worship were, sometimes at least, pointless, useless, not focused on any grand theme or lofty vision. But, guys, that's exactly what I'm saying. It would be, if we would be true to the best in life, the best in ourselves, if we would hitch our wagons to the stars, we also need to spend some time just watching the clouds dance and listening to the grass as it grows. Now, I don't know if you all have noticed this, but since August, Ellen and I have been sneaking more silence into worship. We've been doing more guided meditations, stretching our shared tolerance for the quiet, growing our capacity to hold the space for each other. You're at about 4 minutes now. 4 minutes before the wiggles get the grown-ups, before the throat clearing begins. 4 minutes as rich as velvet. For people who aren't Buddhist or Quakers, that's pretty darn good. Pat yourselves on the back. But today, I have a longer and larger challenge. Today, I'm going to ask you for the good of your soul to just lay your sense of purpose down. Set aside the to-do lists, the plans for what should or might happen when you get up from your chair. And right now, start doing nothing. Don't meditate. Don't follow your breath. Don't relax enough to snooze. Or if you do, don't snore. Because actually, sleeping and snoring are doing quite a lot. You're not supposed to be doing anything at all. Stay awake and loaf. Invite the soul.
What is this life if full of care? We have no time to stand and stare, no time to stand beneath the boughs and stare as long as sheep or cow.
I hope nobody thinks I've gone daft. I hope you're still with me. And maybe beginning to discover that this loafing business is not as easy as it first sounds. Stare as long as sheep and cows. There's something a little not right about that image. I mean, how can it be good to be like a cow? Well, the soul is sometimes slow to show, sometimes reticent to speak at all. And it takes practice to wait until it answers the invitation. It takes practice to meet it in the way poet laureate Billy Collins hoped his students would meet a poem. I ask them to take a poem and hold it up to the light like a color slide, or press an ear against its hive. I say, drop a mouse into the poem and watch him probe his way out. Or walk inside the poem's room and feel the walls for the light switch. I want them to water ski across the surface of the poem, waving at the author's name off on the shore. But all they want to do is tie the poem to a chair with a rope and torture a confession out of it. They begin beating it with a hose to find out what it really means. Maybe there is no deeper meaning that needs to be found just now. What if you already know, have already thought, already have the resources enough to manage whatever is ahead of you this week? What if right now there is nothing to get and nothing to give? Nothing to do but wander aimlessly inside the lovely fact that you are alive. Nothing but meander towards a meeting with your soul. This is The Way It Is by William Stafford. There's a thread you follow. It goes among things that change, but it doesn't change. People wonder about what you are pursuing, and you have to explain about the thread, but it's hard for others to see. While you hold it, you can never be lost. Tragedies happen. People get hurt or die, and you will suffer and get old. There's nothing you can do to stop time's unfolding. Just don't let go of the thread. Meander now. Loaf. Don't let go of your thread. Trust that it really will be fine.
No time to see when woods we pass, where squirrels hide their nuts in grass. No time to see in broad daylight, streams full of stars like stars at night. No time to turn at beauty's grace and watch her feet, how they can dance. A poor man's life, if full of care,
This is how it is with me, myself, and I. This is how it is in the journey with the soul. Working together, we shape ourselves to fit this world, and by the world are shaped again. The visible and the invisible working together in common cause to produce the miraculous. I'm thinking of the way the intangible air passed at speed round a shaped wing easily holds our weight. So may we, in this life, trust to those elements we have yet to see or imagine, and look for the true shape of our own self by forming it well to the great intangibles around and within us. Loaf through this silence. Meander a bit. Have a walkabout in your soul. Dismiss whatever insults your soul, and your very days shall be a great poem. So may it be. You can begin being purposeful with to-do lists and busy lives, if you want.